Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Oh Devi, verse 84 of Vilap, Sheshe Vilap Kusmanja. Oh Devi, can I serve your nectarian words with my ears? And your camphor scented smile with my eyes? Oh Devi, can I serve your nectarian words with my ears? And your camphor scented smile with my eyes? Notes. Whether in separation or in meeting, Sri Raghunath always relishes the stream of Radha Madhava's sweetness. This full transcendental bliss is sometimes relishable in the form of joy, and sometimes in the form of anguish. The stream of loving pastimes that constantly flows in the abode that transcends the three modes of material nature can always be experienced in the heart of hearts of the most fortunate devotees. The stream of loving pastimes that constantly flows in the abode that transcends the three modes of material nature can always be experienced in the heart of hearts of the most fortunate devotees. Sometimes...
That's very important.
That's it, yeah.
Go on, again, repeat it.
The stream of loving pastimes that constantly flows.
You see, this is permanently flowing.
Constantly.
And because of the three mode of nature we have, we can feel it.
We cannot do this.
Read again.
The stream of loving pastimes that constantly flows in the abode that transcends the three modes of material nature can always be experienced in the heart of hearts.
We can experience in heart.
Yeah, only in the hearts of the most fortunate devotees, Guru.
Who is fortunate? Who is fortunate? Who is looking all the time?
Yes, all the time.
And looking the eyes of Swamini. And looking the smile of Swamini. How she is looking from the eyes and how she smiles. How she shares loving pastime with Krishna. When my greed will be happened for that, they are the fortunate. Who have no desire for this, they are not fortunate. Read again.
The stream of loving pastimes.
Loud. Make loud.
The stream of loving pastimes.
Loving pastimes. What is happening between Radha and Krishna?
Between Radha and Krishna.
your Krishna is also there. What is Krishna consciousness when the Krishna is always with me? That is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. When Krishna, you will conscious, when you will see his loving pastime, then he will become your conscious all the time. This is the meaning of Prabhupada to tell us, you have to be Krishna conscious. You don't want to see as a statue. And why he is a statue? Because my heart becomes stone. We have no feeling. He said, develop your feeling with relation. And this relation will melt you, and it will give you the feelings in your heart. You look a statue because your mind and heart become a statue. No feeling. You have to see their loving pastime, how the Radha is blinking his eyes and moving the eyes, and how she smiles. That to me. When you will start looking in your Ishtadev, that Radhika is smiling today. She is moving her eyes. She is looking to me. And I am looking to her. And he is now start for Abhishek to reach to Krishna. Many times you will see she put the left feet and sometimes she put the right feet. You can see Radha Mohan. Why this left feet is a feet for Abhisar. She is going to meet Krishna, and right feet because Krishna is very near to her. Just you want to embrace him, talking, sharing.
What do you mean, she?
The feet are, sometimes you will see left or in front, right is in the front. You see the statue, he will see, oh, feet cannot move because it is a statue. But you see Radhika, Radha Mohan feet is moving. Sometimes her feet is, left is front and sometimes right is in front. It is the meaning. Of Abhishek. Abhishek. So smiling also. Sometimes you can see she is sad also. Because Krishna is not coming, so she looks sad today. Although Krishna is very near to him, but she feels that, no, Krishna is very far from him. You see this picture? Yeah. Sitting in the lap of Krishna and crying. When she opened the eyes, she sees Krishna in the water because the shadow is coming of Krishna there. She was very happy. Same time she is anger and happiness. But still crying very well. You so far In water, why? In river. But she is sitting in the lap of Krishna. And Krishna is also crying, tears are there. Why? Because she now sees the face of Radhika. Sitting in the lap, but crying for each other. How this feeling will not come, then how you will understand? So when this feeling will come, then go on.
The stream of loving pastimes that constantly flow in the abode.
This pastime will flow from abode to you. This feeling will flow to you. Yeah. Go on.
That abode transcends the three modes.
That abode transcends to inside you. Because you have three modes. Rajogun, Tamogun, Sattogun. Three modes are there. You have also this. Angerness is coming because of Tamoguna.
Rajaguna. Huh? Rajaguna also anger.
Tamoguna.
No?
Rajaguna means meeting desire. And Satoguna, why? Because these gunas are here to me. Easy to understand these moods of her. Go on.
And that can always be experienced in the heart.
Experience in the heart of?
Hearts. In the heart of hearts of the most fortunate devotee.
Fortunate devotee. If you want to be fortunate, you can also experience because the gunas. So this guna is what disturbing you, it will become helpful to you. Understand? Then the mind will go for this greed. Everything will become useful. This is the greed. You read Narottam Prarthana, there is a thing. Six gunas are six things. Angerness,
moha, lobha.
Lobha. What is this?
Fear, greed.
All these there.
Illusion, madness.
All you can use in positive direction. Angerness, who is not good behaved to the devotees, you can become anger. You cannot stop your anger. Lova for chanting, lova to remembering these pastimes.
Oh.
Moha. Attraction for this. We have moha for material enjoyment. This moha should come. Pride that I am a Radhika Dasi. Pride will go out. If you decide that I will be Radhika Dasi, I am your maid servant. Your all proud cannot come into me. Dasi has no proud. Yesterday I show you. Italian, two devotees I select. One, what is his name? Gokula Ranjana. we talk something about him, he said, no, no, I have no this quality. Because he has a quality. I say, Sanatini, she has a motherly quality. She said, no, no, I have no motherly quality. I say, this is the guna. Sattva guna is there. And because of his fixed in the sadhana, in devotion like this, that way, this line will bring you in that form, that inside your sarup will act like this. One is rupanuga, one is raganuga. Motherly love is like a raganuga. And manjari bhav sadhana is a rupanuga. Both are in the raga, one is rupanuga. Understand rupanuga and raganuga? Raganuga means you can do friendly and motherly love. And one you can do with manjari sarup. So, Gokura Ranjan is doing manjari sarup sadhana. And Sanatani is doing rupa, raganuga, motherly love. But both are fixed. So they have pride of their form. They are living in their sarup and they say, no, no, I have no this quality. When we have no quality, we say, we have this quality. Why not you understand it? I chant 16 rounds, no, 64 rounds. I have all qualities of devotion. Are which quality? Are 64 round you are chanting namabhas or you with love, with relation?
All can be used except for envy.
Envy also. Envy is also there. Read the Narottam Pratna. Take this chapter, I read. Envy with the person who is not talking about Swami. Why to be close with them? Not keep connection. Distance. So, devotees keep ambiness with not talking, keeping distance. No discussion, no argument, no clarification. No business with you. Why? This is the thing. That is, I don't remember. Narottam Pratna, you read, is very clear about six. What type of thing?
Anathas or unwanted habits.
You cannot stop it. You have Narottam Pratna.
I have Prema Bhakti
Chandrika. Also the Pratna Chandrika both. Read, search that.
Okay.
I do it.
Should I continue?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you? Read, continue.
So sometimes these visions even appear in the hearts of ordinary devotees.
Ordinary devotee also, in the heart of ordinary devotee.
Like a lightning flash appearing in the sky.
That is the point.
Short.
Because of these qualities of rajoguna, tamoguna and satoguna, why it comes to me to fix this, feel this? The gunas, what my Swami has, that I can feel also. Not for what I am using, this is for. It will give you light. Brahman, not Paramatma, but Brahman, like a spark and light will come. First spark is coming, is a Brahman. Then Paramatma is coming, like a lightning. Then Bhagavan is coming, like a form. One, when you stand in highway, you see the spark. No. The spark. Then light is coming. You wait there, the light will see. Then you can see the car color, form, and the model and things. So Bhagavan is coming. This way Bhagavan is coming. If you are happy with the spark, light will never come to you. And if you are happy with the light, Bhagavan will not come to you, the car will not come near to you, and you cannot see which color it is. Understand, my dear? Only Brahman spark will not work. Light will not work. You don't want to wait to watch that. You have no time for that. You have to see what is this spark and light in your front. If you have a time, you can see the model and car and color, everything. This is BMW. This is Mercedes. This is truck. Big or small. No, this is desire, blue desire. So when you will see, when this is light, you will wait for the spark and light. This is the way to see. So light will come only for this. But it's not a form is coming. But this light will clean your heart to enter more, for greed will increase. Go on.
Devotional practice is meant to make this blissful experience stay steadily within the heart. Devotional practice, sadhana, is meant to make this blissful experience, the lightning flash that was appearing in the sky, it's meant to make this experience stay steadily within the heart. We want it steadily, not only flashing.
That you have to wait. You have to work for that. You have to greed for that. Oh, I see one spark and I'm over, I have to go to some work. Okay, go. You will never see the light. Oh, I see the light, but I will wait till the, I will not see the vehicle. That is Bhagavan appearing. Simple, every day I do, but I don't believe this. But one person, my brother, friend, is happy with his spark. I know, my dear, sometimes light you see and, oh, that's best. Somebody like to see the fall. That is the, you can say, vehicle or car. Of Bhagavan, the same. Go in highway, Bhagavan will appear to you. But you have to wait till that time. I see. I enjoy and I go to the highway to watch this. This way is the way. What practice you have? Spark, light or form? Waiting. I say, Gurudev, I have no patience for waiting. They say that I get quick. They say, you are crazy. Wait. Waiting is the test for how much you will wait. You will make your pot clean and bigger. And then mercy will start flowing. Then you will say, wait, 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 I bring the big pot. You cannot have time for that. Before you wait and make your pot bigger to receive that mercy. And then no need to run. When the mercy starts flowing, no, give mercy to me, I have to run for the bringing big pot. I said, no, I want to make my pot bigger to receive this. He said, then not say, why I am taking so much time. Keep on your practice, wait for, not believe in a spark only, not happy with the light only, I want your form, my dear, and I want to see you smiling. I want to see you exchanging. I want to feel you loving, that I cannot forget this. If I forget, what type of relation I have with you? I never went with relation, so I forget in you. If you have a relation, you cannot try to forget, but you cannot forget. This is the beauty of religion. And these gunas are there inside us. So easy to understand this. This is a spiritual life. Simple or not? Go on.
I found
read. Only read that Bangla.
Krishna Seva,
Kamarpana. Kamarpana. You have a karma. Without karma, how you will live in life? Karma is good. You do the Krishna with this karma. Karma Gayatri. What is karma Gayatri? Your karma change in that divine way of mantra will change your karma in a karma of arpanam, Krishna karma arpanam. Your all karma will enter in the Krishna service. Everything you can use for Krishna. There is no privacy with him. Karma arpanam. Atma sukha priti vancha dhare kamna. Krishna sukha priti vancha dhare premna. Atma sukha means for my happiness if I do something, that is karma. And when I do something for your happiness, my Lord, that is the love. Right? Yeah.
Rodha
Bhakta
Vaishyan.
Yeah. And?
Rodha Bhakta Vaishyan.
No, you know, read Bangla also. Rodha
Bhakta Vaishyan.
Vaishyan. Stay. Rodha Bhakta. Angerness. Keep your angerness. Where you use this? Who is that? Envy with devotees. Use your angerness there. why they are anger to the devotees or disturbing to the devotees. Use your angerness there. You cannot kill these things, they are living inside you. Use in right way. Go on.
Lobha,
sadhu, sanghe, harikat. You see? What lobha? Start with basic sadhu, sangha and harikat. Who develop nishtha, faith in your Gurudev and ishta. Goal is ishtadev. Gurudev and ishtadev, that is sadhu, sangha. Who deviates from there, that is not harikatha. Harikatha, sadhu sangha, love for that, greed for that. Go on. Why love is bad? He says, you have to leave this. You cannot leave. This nature will not go. They use it right.
Moha,
ishta labha. Yeah, moha. I cannot leave moha. I have an attachment with my son and daughter. This is moha. What I see? I see my ishtadev in my children. Ishtadev. Ishta labha. I see every place to you, so I take care of this. Only for one goal for using this moha. Where the Krishna say, I am not only living in the temple, so in the Shastra, Krishna say, I am everywhere, living and non-living thing. If you see Ishtadev in everywhere, that is the divine vision. You are in the Radha Mohan temple, in your kunja, and you are also in my heart and my Mohan heart, you are sitting there. Radhika heart, you are playing there, and I feel this. This moha, that heart attracts because of that I want to serve. I see in my husband also, so I do this moha for that. The moment I will not feel this, my moha is material. Go on.
Nada Krishna Gunagane. Nada Krishna Gunagane.
Unmada. What? Use your unmada madness.
Nada is pride.
Yeah. Mada. Right. Only chant the name more and more. More to more develop the name. You have to feel proud of that. Go on.
Niyukta koribo yatha tatha.
Niyukta karibo jatha tatha. Niyukta karibo jatha tatha. Means I will wear, I will, necessary, I will use this. So all it will become favorable in our life. This is Mahajan's verse. Nothing is bad, but nobody teach how to use it. Go on.
Just there is one line, it's finished this verse, but in the commentary, Ananta Baba say that all these sins and aparadhas are arising from independent lusty desires.
What is meaning?
Independent.
Because when I know, connect this thing for service, then my lusty, my ego is dancing in my head. And I think I am the doer. That is my lusty desire. When I become doer, that is material, not spiritual. I don't need your help. I don't want to develop my life. Because my desire is material, lust is my desire. Not spiritual. No business with spirituality.
Kiva se korite kare, kama kroda sadha kere, jadi hoi sadhu janarasana. It's a question. It says, what can lust and anger do to the practitioner when he is in the company of the sadhus?
Nothing can disturb. Your nature will disturb you because of old practice, but they will fix you. Sadhus means Sangha will fix you. No, bhai, go this way. Take this way.
This is protection.
Protect? And they practice, and when you see that, your desire also happened to do that. Show me any sadhu who has not become anger. One day I see Narayan Maharaj angerness. He took one lady and threw like this. Get out! And the lady says, Jai Gurudev! Jai Gurudev! I got the mercy of you. It was Murcha. My God, European lady. And she is not going to police and she is jumping and dancing. Today I got the mercy. If you want to see this lady, she is still living in there.
Shashikala.
Shashikala Didi. One day she see me, she become very angry to me. I said, Didi, come and we will talk. He said, no, I cannot go to you. You are apradhi. I see you. One day, I was there when your Gurudev threw you and you said, Jai Gurudev. I am very respectful to you because of that. What you get the mercy, I want to know that. Nothing more we will talk. No, I will not come to you. And after 1 hour, she is here. First she said no, and she become more close to me. And I see how Guru Nishtha she has. I have very much respect for her. This is the name. I'm very, very happy. You have to see Sisi Kaladini. Really, touch her feet, how she's Guru Nishtha she has. This is the most important and beautiful thing.
So, when this practice of remembering God ripens,
Understand, my dear friend? Many person is trying to be meditate with God. Unripe condition. Searching for God. When I say, to Gayatri Ma, Krishna. No. No Krishna. Shiva. I am Shiva devotee. I say, come Shiva devotee. Do Shiva devotee. Because this God consciousness, who will remove you? Adi Guru is Shiva. He can remove. Why you go to Gopesha to put water? This God consciousness is disturbance in our life. I'm searching for God, that is the mistake. You are Christian, right? No? You are not Christian? You not believe in Jesus? Why? You don't like Jesus? I have one question from you. You see Jesus say God? What he say? Father. He start the Father word and stop up to last of his breath. Up to crucifixion. What type of relation he has? Son and Father. He has no God consciousness. From where you have a desire to go to God? It is a Narayana Upasana. Vaikuntha Upasana. Why I will go for God? When this will ripe in your life, then you breathe.
So when this practice of remembering God ripens.
Ripen. What is meaning of ripen?
Sweet.
Huh?
Becoming sweet. Relishable.
Ripe means? Mature. Sweetness, where the sweet. Ripe is mature to eat when this desire is finished. No desire for God. Yes. This is Vrindavan say, no God consciousness. If you see the God, if his son, Yashoda Maiya cannot. He has to worship. He cannot bind to Krishna. He never think that he is my God. He say, no, you are a rascal. I will bind you today. Why? You are stealing. In the home of Brajvasi, when I have so much butter, why not you eat here? Why you go to other's home to eat? I said, I never eat, go to other's home. I never steal anything. They call me and give in my mouth, put in my mouth. What I can do? You say, I believe. But they say that you are going to steal and you eat no problem, but you bring whole your friend group and they also eat and you also eat and throw and break. You say, okay, no problem. He can eat, his friend can eat. Why they break my pots? Why they throw the butter outside? That is the big meaning. You say, Ma, I tell you honestly, I never go. They make, that time they call me, come, I'm making for you, I'm making for you. And if I go and steal, it's not stealing, Mama. It's not, never I steal. Everybody is calling me to eat and eat. And when I go, they put in my mouth to show you that I'm stealing. I don't believe you. Mother can say, I don't believe you. I will bind you today. I don't believe you are liar. I will beat you. I will bind you. This is love. Does not say, you don't believe that I am God. He put some earth. Other person say, oh, he eating earth. He will become sick. He say, open your mouth, mother say. You open the mouth and whole universe mother is looking. And he see that he is also sitting inside there. She start putting water on the eyes. I said, black magic. Somebody do black magic to you, me. It's not possible that my Krishna has a whole universe in his mouth. Impossible. I don't believe. Some black magic happened. One lady was there. She put something in my eyes like this. So I confuse myself. This is the mother. They're not ready to believe that he's a God. They want to keep relation, not a God consciousness. Vrindavan is not a place for the God consciousness. Go to Vaikunth. Here you say, any temple, God's, my Lord and such Lord, Govindaji, Radha Raman, Radha Damodar. You say like your name, other's name to him. Radha Mohan. Nobody says Sri, 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 it's so hard. Madan Mohan temple. Show me any place, go and take picture. Go to the Mathura, see the Dwarkadhis temple. You see, Sri, 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 108 Dwarkadhis Maharaj temple. Here no Maharaj. Gyari ji, Radha Vallabh, Govinda de. Radha Mohan, Madan Mohan, like this. So many places. They don't ready to believe in Vrindavan that he's a God. He's an outside business, in Germany business. German business, Croatian business. They believe God in Croatia, in France business. They don't know the love is more higher than God. You pray whole of life, you will never reach the God. But one lover is close to the God. Serious, I say. You know Ramakrishna Paramahansa? I say one day, sorry. Ramakrishna Paramahansa, you listen? Then no story. He do pee-pee inside the bathroom of his mother. He said, why I will go out? My mama, I will do pee-pee in mama room. This is the love, motherly love. If the love is not like this, when you were a child, you are going out to toilet, you are doing the pee-pee in the lap of mother. That day you forget. So mama always see like this to the child. And child has to see like this with mama. Then mother and son relation works. Similarly, all relation work with this way. Damodar said that he want to go to toilet.
Now yes.
Grown up. You see, this is the grown up. When I grown up, I cannot see face to face to you. Bible. Before I was seeing you face to face. Grown up means covered. Not grown up, covered. I covered myself with ignorance. My love is slowly coming down.
Vrindavan, there is no divine, only
intimate. He is practicing this, my dear. He is the Mahajan of ISKCON. Sachinandan Swami, Mahanidhi Swami, Radhanath Swami. These are the… You cannot believe, Prabhupada is dancing inside. Right or not? Siddha Purush, Mahatma. Go on.
So, devotional practice. Oh no, when this practice of remembering God ripens, the bird-like heart of the devotee will fly up to the planet of bliss.
Yes. Then this desire will finish his unmatured condition of unripe condition. We think for the God. Not ripen. Aame nahi paka hai. Mango is in the tree but is not ripe, is still sour. Because God consciousness is there. Searching for God is not going out from me. Are what you will do with God? When it will ripe, your relation will be normal. But not easy to ripe your mango. It will be always disturbing you because it's not ripe. Always God consciousness will not go out. Too many philosophy. I listen about the God consciousness. How it will go out is the ripe condition. It will never go out. It is a layer of understanding the God consciousness. I practice for this wrong way. So I am very far from Him.
When the devotee is mature, then the heart will fly
up
to the planet of bliss.
Bliss, that is the mercy. When the maturity will come in your life, then when kandu,
then we can fly.
That the stage of the flying like a Jesus was flying. I give the example of Jesus. He was flying. Because his heart is flying for his Father. Flying, he become mad. Others think that he's a mad person. He never cares for his clothes, he never cares for his hair, never cares for his saving, never cares for his mother, never cares for his lover, never cares for his friend. He is doing like a mad person. Because he was flying, not in the earth, he was flying in the earth also. In the love of madness, of the love of the Father. Go on.
An inexhaustible fountain of sweetness and beauty will then burst out before the devotee's eyes.
Then the?
A fountain.
Fountain
of sweetness and beauty.
You see the two fountains? One is material fountain, one is a spiritual fountain. Our material fountain is down and spiritual fountain is up.
It's in the heart, in the overflowing heart. It's
yes. So material fountain I am enjoying, material senses enjoying. And this up it's spiritual fountain. It's when it starts, now it's a spiritual fountain starts blowing there.
Of sweetness and beauty.
Two stages of the fountain. We are enjoying in the material body because this material fountain is giving me enjoyment, desire of material. And this is when it's a spiritual fountain. One is Nikunja fountain also. Slowly it will also come. Is also inside the Radha Mohan one fountain. Is a Kunja fountain. My grandfather made this. You can imagine. Material fountain, a spiritual fountain, and Kunja fountain. You will see the surprise to see the storage of the water of the Kunja fountain. That time no water was here and the manually persons are filling that water there and this water is coming down to the Kunja fountain. You will surprise when you see that tank. No tap, nothing. And from where this water is coming and where is going for the fountain? It's spiritual. It still is there. Yes, Prashant Bhaiya only to remind him. He no reach there. So he, when he will understand, he will, first thing he will do that. He needs his ideas all. Yes, yes. Kunja form. In the inside of the Kunja of Radha Mohan, there is one fountain.
So, in the heart of the devotee, this fountain is flowing all the time, then there is no stopping anymore.
No.
Means the lila and the feelings are always flowing.
Yeah.
In the mature.
And our God consciousness that we are walking on the street, we never see the any fountain, any feeling, anything. Walking, you see, so many people are walking on the street.
So dry, yeah. Then it's dry.
Dry, God, all God consciousness.
Dry and all careful.
Walking and touring and touring. No stopping, huh?
Parikrama.
Tourist. Only checking where is the more beautiful sightseeing. These are the stage. Like my brother is looking sightseeing, 3 months here, 3 months there, finding the God will easily where to find. No place in the world, if not Vrindavan. Because you have to leave this consciousness. Understand or not? You see, they are practicing. Are who love, his love is reachable. Your prayer is not reachable without love. You can move the mountains by will. But if you have no love for God, it's like a playing drum. You have a mystic power to move the mountain, but no love for God is a drum playing. You can attract 10,000 people, but not love for the God is nothing. No use of that. Love is the important thing. Love is the giving the… Faith is giving hope in your life. Hope make you to love. And love make you near to the God. Without love, what you will find God? Never. Love makes you to near to God. Go on. Try to understand, my dear.
So…
You all are consciousness with the God. I don't see any way you can find it.
So, in this fountain of sweetness and beauty, there are boundless waves of love that arise
waves
in the ocean
of love.
Like heart.
Waves of love will arise.
Now it's not only a fountain. Then there are boundless waves of love that arise in the ocean-like heart of a loving devotee.
See the words again.
The boundless waves of love that arise in the ocean-like heart of the loving devotees.
His heart will become an ocean, and waves you will see, oh my God, what to do now? Madness will come. Floating with the waves. Gurudev Swami, don't rush. Wait and watch for the time when it will come like ocean waves. You cannot have a time to search the another part. Slow. No need to run.
But slow, no need to rush, and this life go like this?
Never. Life goes before like this. This is guarantee that you will not go like this, if you have agreed for that. Life goes like this before, and before this moment. This moment, any moment is a fixed deposit for you. It will go with your life on. And on. The answer is this, what is meaning of Sukriti? This is Sukriti we bring. My Kesav Baba said to me, I am chanting to me himself. But I said, Dada, I no chant even like you. He said, you done before. I have to do now. This is the difference. Is he like this? But it's goes life to life. We do this life, or we never do before, and we increase slowly, slowly. And we was yogi, jnani, impersonal, and we want to be a devotee in this life. It takes time to settle down nicely. Sanatani, she is born in Italy and she has a Sukriti of Vatsali Rasa. How she got it? Sukriti. Sukriti means the previous life I get it.
So the boundless waves of love that arise in the ocean-like heart of a loving devotee can be somewhat understood by hearing the words of a great lover of God.
See, lover of the God. Yeah, it's the God.
Now the last sentence, would you say something? Again. The boundless waves of love that arise in the ocean-like heart of a loving devotee can be somewhat understood by hearing the words of a great lover of God.
You see, loving devotee can understand. Who has no love, how he will understand that Jesus? I also love Jesus. You're coming from the Christian background, you have no knowledge of Jesus, I can share. Because he is a lover, I love lover. You are searching for God, you see God on. I see Jesus is a lover of the God. I like loving Jesus. Who has a love, I put on my head to that. Loving is loving. Read again this. I forget when I say something.
The boundless waves of love that arise in the ocean-like heart of a loving devotee.
Only loving devotee.
And who can understand it?
Loving devotee?
Yeah, only the lover of God. He can somewhat understand it by hearing the words. It can be understood, the waves can be understood if you hear the words of a great lover of God.
You see?
Like your waves are coming out of you, Gurudev, when you're speaking, and we can feel the waves because you are in this love. So we need to hear from the lovers.
By this words, waves coming to me. The words make me in the living in the waves. When I meditate, lovers, I flow in the leaves. If you say to Jesus, he was religious or spiritual? Loudly.
Spiritual.
Why? He was not religious?
No, he was atheist.
Why? Because he was in love with his father. So he was spiritual. That I want to show you. He has no love, he is religious. The person who has no love with the God, they are religious. Now you have to decide, you want to be religious practice or spiritual practice. You want religion, no need love. But if you need a spiritual life, you have to love it. Religion means four items. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Say that. English.
Religious ritualistic behavior is coming by being a pious person, living in dharma, as we say in India. We are living a righteous life, we are living a spiritual, like proper religious, going to church, going to the temple. And then by this, there will be development of artha, means a good economical situation. You will be well known in the city or in your society, in your group, in your business circles, whatever that is, for everybody, there will be a development. And then from that you can fulfill all your karma, all your desires will be fulfilled. You will have
it,
a car, you will have a house and all these things that everybody desires so much. And then if you're really lucky, then you can have a desire to get out of the circle of all of this and you will yearn for liberation. This is the normal development.
Good book for you.
So if we want to go beyond this, in another dimension of spirituality, we are not looking only in this world to enjoy and to live a religious life, but we want to go further, to go for the fifth goal of life. That means the prema purushartha, means the love of God, and to develop our consciousness in this way, to become a lover of God, and to get into one of the relations that one can have on the sublime, transcendental level in the spiritual world.
Understand, Gati? I bring from religious to spiritual life.
Yes.
That is Shiva also, Jesus also. But the angle is changed. Before we are saying the Shiva and Jesus, religious, not that the lover, but here, a spiritual life will make you to be loved, to respect the love of any lovers. And if it's the divine, more respect. Shiva has a love. He's the Gopeshwar. He become gopi from the male. Old man become female to dance with Krishna. And he start dancing as a Tandava Nitya because he knows only one dance, Tandava dance. And when he start dancing, the gopis are not dancing like this. But Krishna understands, oh, my Shiva is here, that he impressed. I understand, Shiva, you are in Gopi Bhav. All gopis will love you and respect you. You are Adi Guru. You will be always Guru because you become gopi now. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Gopi.